James Mullinger, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to be chatting with you today.
Okay, so I thought I might start off asking you about your new show. You have a new TV show that's airing right now, Brit Out of Water, completely filmed in Miramichi, which is notable, I think. and along with your collaborator and Miramichi mayor, Adam Lorden. So you got to tell me about this. Like, how did all that come about, and what is the show about?
Thank you. Yes, essentially the show is, I mean, it's our love letter to New Brunswick. It's a sitcom, kind of in the vein of Schitt's Creek and Corner Gas, where it's a celebration of small town life in Canada, but crucially, obviously, you know, filmed and based on the East Coast. And that for us was a really important part of the creation process, because there's never been an English-speaking situation comedy filmed in or indeed set in New Brunswick before. For us, it was kind of the dream project. I mean, the plot of the show is that essentially a British comedian leaves his life behind in England and moves to a small town in New Brunswick. So anyone that kind of knows my story will know that is based on my kind of journey here. But everything else in the show is fictional. All of the reasons that he has to come are different. I obviously chose to move to New Brunswick for a better quality of life. I wanted my children to grow up here. In the sitcom, the comedian named James Mullinger is forced to move here due to a Brexit-related scandal. I guess the only other similarity with real life in the sitcom is that my children in the show are actually played by my actual children. So that was a fun part of the process. But really, we wanted to create a sitcom that New Brunswickers could be proud of, but also obviously poking fun at the you know, idiosyncrasies of the place and the things that we do here. But equally, wanting people in other parts of the country to see how beautiful it is here. And that's been the greatest joy since the show started airing on Bell 5 TV1 about 3 months ago. Having messages from people in Vancouver saying, you know, enjoyed the show, found it very funny, but wow, where is this place? And that's really been the most important thing, is people, you know, seeing it and appreciating the beauty of New Brunswick, and also crucially the beauty of the people here and their kindness and their warmth. So it's been a lot of fun.
Would you say that feeling of sort of poking a bit of fun at the idiosyncrasies of you know, New Brunswick life, but also, you know, imbued with a sort of love of that life here, would you say that's sort of, you know, where your comedy comes from too?
Oh yeah, definitely. I would say that. I mean, really, my stand up definitely, and then you know, my book as well. Like I said, all of it is exactly that. You hit the nail on the head. Everything I poke fun at is always done, obviously, with a lot of love, but crucially, I think the only way in which I'm able to do this is that New Brunswickers have an incredible sense of humor and are also very, very happy to laugh at themselves. I guess also within the knowledge that, you know, I have obviously moved here because I love this place, because I love the people, because I love everything about it. But equally, I don't know if I could get away with as much in England. I think in England, people are a lot more sensitive. They're looking to get their backs up about things. And if you go to a town and make jokes about that town, people can get annoyed. Whereas I find that in New Brunswick, and indeed across the Maritimes as a whole, people have an incredible sense of humor. And I think part of that is it comes down to, you know, camp culture, where, you know, as a comedian, when I'm performing in a town, I'm not competing with other comedians. I'm competing with, you know, cousin Dave at the camp, who is invariably far funnier after drinking some homemade hooch than any comedian. And similarly, that kind of culture of sitting around the campfire, or, you know, partying on the beach, or just generally Maritimers hanging out, kitchen parties. There's been humor and comedy infused in that for so many decades that I find that it's created this environment where New Brunswickers just have this amazing sense of humor. And I mean, again, I would always say that I can never take credit for most of my material, because most of it is stuff that people here have said to me or people have sent to me. And so I always like to look at all of my shows as a collaboration between myself and all of the people of New Brunswick who are kind enough to gift this material.
Now you mentioned, I mean, this the show Bridette of Water parallels your life in small ways. I mean, obviously the premise, just that you're here, but you came voluntarily, and you settled in St. John. Your partner's from St. John.
Yes, exactly. She grew up on the Kingston Peninsula, just outside St. John, which again was, I mean, very kind of rural upbringing, and obviously had to take a ferry boat to get to school every day. And at 18, she moved to Toronto, lived there for 6 years, and then moved to London where we met, and we lived there. We were there together for 15 years before deciding 10 years ago that we wanted a different and indeed for us better quality of life. We wanted our children to grow up in New Brunswick in a place where a safe place, a place with a sense of community, a place where people kind of know their neighbors, and to be surrounded by water and trees. And it was a big decision to make. We've kind of built up our lives there, built up our careers. And so it's quite it's such a huge leap to make, to say we're going to leave all that behind, especially because when we moved here, we had no plan in place. It wasn't like we had work lined up other than her parents and family. We didn't know anyone here. So there wasn't like a big game plan. We just knew that we had to get out of London. We didn't want to bring up our children in the busiest and one of the most crime-ridden cities in the world. And we also, living there, we were working around the clock. We weren't around our children. So it was a, looking back, I mean, when I tell people the story, it almost sounds foolish to be kind of coming without a plan. But I think we just knew that or hoped that things would work out here. And I've just been incredibly grateful 10 years later to still be able to be, you're doing the job that I love. Given when I moved here, people said that I wouldn't be able to continue being a stand-up comedian living in New Brunswick. They said, I'd have to get to, quote unquote, a proper job. And it's been joyful coming here and discovering that, contrary to that, the great thing about the Maritimes is that you can carve out your own path here. And people, aren't, there isn't this kind of set way of doing things. People, if it's a very organic process where if you are willing to work hard and people like what you do, you'll be successful. Like, it's a weird thing that people have said there wasn't a comedy industry here, so don't go there. And I always said, well, that seems weird, because you wouldn't say to a plumber, hey, there's no plumbers in that town, don't go there. If there's no plumbers there, then there's a lot of toilets that need unblocking. So I see myself as the toilet blocker of comedy in New Brunswick.
So now you're a St. Johner, or you live near St. John. You've also obviously have connections in Miramichi. Have you been to Sackville before?
I have. I love it very much. I've written about my love of Sackville for the Maritime Edit magazine in a piece called Towns to Cherish. I love your beautiful bookstore, Tidewater Books. Obviously loved the gorgeous Vogue Cinema, which I believe is going through a kind of a transition period right now, and obviously praying that it will be.
Yeah, we are praying it's a transition and not an end. Yeah, definitely.
Yes, that's I think we're on the same boat there. I mean, when I first saw that cinema on a visit to your gorgeous gluten-free bakery, where, and again, my wife and I always stop in there when we're passing through.
That's the cackling goose, I guess.
The Cackling Goose, exactly. Thank you. I was trying to remember the name. I knew
Yeah.
there was a goose in it somewhere, but if I get this wrong, I'm going to sound like such a moron. But thank you. It's always nice to have an advisor on local issues here to dig me out of a hole. Yeah, and I first saw that cinema and I thought, wow, what a gorgeous cinema. I mean, because it reminds me of the cinemas I used to go to as a kid. And was lucky enough to perform there as part of Border Fest about 5 years ago, which was the last time I performed in Sackville. And of course, this time around was supposed to be there, but of course now is in the even more stunning, for different reasons, Convocation Hall, which is lovely. But yes, I love Sackville very much. I've also performed in a beautiful restaurant there too. It was a Mineris Christmas party a few years ago. Painted Pony. I got it. That was it.
Good for you.
Thank you. Had a great time at the Painted Pony. And actually popped in there very recently, and delightfully, the staff in there remembered me from 5 years ago, which was a treat. That's New Brunswick hospitality right there, when they remember someone has passed through 5 years before. So huge fan of the town. Stayed at a gorgeous bed and breakfast. Again, you're going to help me. Where the rooms have lots of dolls in them. I'm trying to think.
The Marshlands? No.
Yes, the Queen has stayed there.
Yes,
right?
The Marshlands Inn, yes.
That's it. The Marshlands Inn, thank you. The Queen has stayed there, so that was nice, staying in a bed and breakfast that the Queen of England has been in. So, yes, I'm familiar with the town, love the town, obviously. Huge admirer of the university, and like most Maritimers, feel a sense of enormous pride that, you know, a world-class university is here in a small town in New Brunswick, which is a beautiful thing. So to say that I'm excited about this show would be an understatement, and it's great to be back. And again, was looking forward to the Vogue Cinema, but equally I'm very excited to be playing such a prestigious and ginormous venue as Convocation Hall. So I cannot wait. And it's all new material from last time. So a brand new show, which is basically just all about celebrating my love of this place and what I've learned in 10 years living in New Brunswick.
Oh, right. Well, we can't wait. And thanks so much for spending some time with us now. And we'll see you on the 20th at Convocation Hall.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough for having me. And And I look forward to hanging out with you that night, Erica. And I might need you during the show to dig me out of some holes if I forget the names of my favorite places. Can we make sure that you're situated near the front so I can just quickly give you, and you can just shout out to me, you know, Painted Pony or Cackling Goose, and just help me out.
I think there's people better situated to keep you on the straight and narrow. Don't worry. I'm sure people will help you out.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you then, and really appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today. It means a lot.